Hey there, when you think Klein Alley Show, you think easy, right?
Mainly because of our looks, yes.
But now when you think easy, you should think San Bernardino International Airport. Because San Bernardino International Airport is the best way to fly out of SoCal.
Yes, we did it recently, and it was an easy, convenient experience. In fact, our friend Johnny on the show took his first flight out of San Bernardino International Airport. It's the easiest way to get out of Southern California. Trust us. Plus, parking is just $5 a day.
El Cheapo loves that. And now, a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show. Hey there, when you think Klein Alley Show, you think easy, right?
Mainly because of our looks, yes.
But now when you think easy, you should think San Bernardino International Airport. Because San Bernardino International Airport is the best way to fly out of SoCal.
Yes, we did it recently, and it was an easy, convenient experience. In fact, our friend Johnny on the show took his first flight out of San Bernardino International Airport. It's the easiest way to get out of Southern California. Trust us. Plus, parking is just $5 a day.
El Cheapo loves that. And now, a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
It's Klein Alley Show. We love the interaction, but more importantly, we love the predictions that actually come true. And there is someone who is better than anyone else at predicting the future. It's not Miss Cleo. It is a man by the name of Nostradamus. Nostradamus has been predicting things that have happened in the world. I mean, some have argued...
He came out with a book in like the 1500s that predicted stuff, and they always like to share his new predictions that he made, because he made predictions for thousands of years in the future, I think.
Well, I think after the pandemic started, there was that people started releasing that, whatever that thing he wrote about how in the year 2020, this global pandemic would... I mean, it was one of those wild things. Either you buy into it or you don't. Now, we'll listen to his predictions for the year ahead, 2022, which we are now in, the year of the double deuce. And then I, as Nostradamus, will answer your questions and predict things as they pertain to you.
I thought you were Nostradamus.
Oh, that's
that
right.
That too.
Okay. Nostradamus. Okay. Excuse me. I didn't read it correctly because I'm a dumbass. So you can listen to the actual predictions from Nostradamus. These are the real ones that have been published for the year ahead. And hopefully there's some good stuff we can look forward to. And then if you have things in your own life you want to know the outcome of certain things, I have these monstrous pothole-sized nostrils.
You can literally sniff out the rest of the year for everybody.
Right. I can't smell anything, unfortunately. Before that was cool with COVID, I couldn't smell anything. But I have giant nostrils. I can smell the future. And I will tell you what you need. So I'm here for you. If you got questions, 800-520-1067. Let's start with the actual expert, Nostradamus.
Okay, so Nostradamus predicted the following in 2022. Global warming.
Great.
Check.
Yeah. Scientists agree on that one.
An asteroid.
Oh, boy.
Which I think I read a couple weeks ago that there were about 5 asteroids that were going to go by Earth just this month.
But he said asteroid to hit Earth or to go by
Earth? Asteroid impact is his specific prediction.
Wait, don't those happen all the time, though? They're just smaller ones?
I don't think so.
I think they're all real big now, but they're still like millions of miles from Earth. So he's predicting an actual impact.
Yeah, I don't think they hit Earth that often, Omar.
Oh, really?
I don't...
I thought like little ones, they, you know, break apart when
like
they
shrapnel?
Come into the atmosphere. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think there's shrapnel.
Maybe
that
I'm
happens.
Wrong.
Perhaps, but most of it does burn away on impact. But right. I mean, I remember that video went around a few years ago. One hit in Russia, I think it was.
Really?
And that was a big. That video went viral. I was annoyed I didn't get that on TikTok. I would have been much bigger.
Wait, an asteroid hitting Earth didn't go viral?
That video did. I'm saying it did, but it should have gone bigger. I think.
Yeah.
But it was more the fireballs through the sky.
Why do I not know about that?
But I don't think people believe it anyway. I think everyone thinks everything was doctored.
He thinks we're also all going to starve. There's going to be war. And then the rise of artificial intelligence. So
the robot.
The robot.
He predicted all this in the 1500s?
Yeah, in like 1550. Isn't that crazy?
Let's see how Nostradamus does. I'm ready to go. I got my nose ready. 800-520-1067. Hello, who are you?
My name is Breon.
Breon, you're on with the great Nostradamus. My giant nostrils apparently give me giant powers. What is it that you want to know?
I want to know what's the new trend for 2022.
Okay, what a question for Nostradamus here. Hold on. Let me rub the innards and outards of my nostrils.
Oh, God. I didn't know that this was part of it.
This is not COVID safe, what I'm doing right now. But here we go. The trends for 2022. Hold on. I'm rubbing my nose. Hold on. It's a big nose. Takes me a while to get to all these nostrils.
God, it's not even at the other side yet.
I haven't even made it to the left nostril yet. Now, the trends for 2022 are going to be as follows.
Okay.
Radio is going to make a huge comeback in 2022. Al, let me finish. Nostradamus is never wrong. And it will all start with this show. People are going to embrace the medium again, like hipsters have done with typewriters and mason jars. It's going to be a huge year.
We're the new mason jar?
We're the new mason jar, and you've heard it here first. And also, people are going to start having sex with each other a lot more.
The way the world's going right now, I can't disagree.
All right. Nostradamus knocking it out of the park. If I'm wrong, call me back in 2023 and tell me so.
Yes, sir.
Linda, you're on with the great Nostradamus. I've got a giant nose and it's full of powers. What can I do for you?
Good morning. I'm wondering who's going to win the Super Bowl.
Ooh, good question for Nostradamus.
Finally, a question that Nostradamus. Let me just rub this schnoz here and give you some powers. Okay. Ooh,
I can
interesting.
See the hairs fluttering.
Nostradamus is not wrong, and usually I would only use my nose for good and not for evil, and people will use this information. There are a lot of teams that I would like to say could win the Super Bowl, like the Rams, perhaps, or any of the teams that barely made it into the playoffs, like the Raiders. But the winner of this year's Super Bowl will be, it's going to be your Kansas City Chiefs.
Whoa!
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.